An earthquake in Haiti. My name's Iman, and I'm a teacher from the UK. A few years ago, I went to Haiti for a few months to help build a school in a poor part of the country. I remember the day of the earthquake clearly. It was January the 12th. I stayed late at school to use a computer to write a letter to a friend. I was just finishing my letter when it began. The first thing I noticed were my keys rattling on the table. Then the ground underneath me started to shake. I realized I was in the middle of an earthquake. I tried to remember the information you get on TV on how to behave in an earthquake. Do you have to stand in a door frame or get under the table? Should you go outside to an open space? I was alone in school, so there was nobody to help me. I decided to go outside. It was a totally weird situation. All I could see were fields of sugarcane and the mountains beyond, and everything was wobbling. Your natural reaction is to look for somewhere stable, but when you realize there isn't anywhere, you feel completely lost. So I behaved like I would in a thunderstorm. I didn't walk near the electricity wires, and I stayed away from the coconut trees. I ran across to the shelter outside the front of our house. The earthquake must have cut a power line because suddenly the electricity had gone. The village was incredibly dark. I saw some light on the other side of the village. Somebody had set up a generator which lit a single light bulb. But strangely enough, everyone was singing and dancing. It was a kind of magical atmosphere. Everyone looked after each other. Luckily, my life wasn't in immediate danger, but I was pretty scared.